This is KVNF's regional newscast for Monday, July 19th. I'm Gavin Dahl. At their last meeting, the Hotchkiss Town Council took on the question of whether the town should be selling new water taps on the system. The North Fork Merchant Herald reports the last comprehensive assessment of the Hotchkiss water system was done in 1999 during a high growth period. The town completed many capital water projects since, including a new water treatment plant as well as two new treated water tanks. The town also purchased additional senior water rights out of the river and laid a major new line from a pressure reducing valve above the railroad on 2nd Street out to the river and high school for water pressure south of the river. The town replaced older water meters, moving from manual to remote meter reading, and now Hotchkiss is planning a water work session in August. This morning, we reported CDOT would be closing US 550 on weekdays between Ouray and Engineer Pass for the next 2 weeks to allow vegetation management operations related to the Red Mountain Electrical Reliability and Broadband Improvement Project. Just after 10 a.m., KVNF News received notice that the project is now delayed. So consider this an update. 550 will not be closed in the mornings and afternoons. For now, we'll keep you posted when we learn more. U.S. Senator Michael Bennet has been fighting for years to expand child tax credits. President Biden's American Rescue Plan makes the benefit available to 39 million families across the country. In the past, the child tax credit reduced the tax liability of eligible families at the time of tax filing. Now it's instead distributed as a monthly payment. Bennet says the expansion has the potential to cut nationwide child poverty nearly in half this year and benefit 90% of American children. He touted the program and reviewed eligibility on Thursday.
Eligible families will receive up to $250 per month per qualifying child between the ages of 6 and 17, and up to $300 per month per qualifying child under the age of 6. The good news is that if you've already filed your taxes for the year, you don't have to do anything else. You should automatically receive the first monthly payment in the mail, or as a direct deposit today or in the coming days. If you have children but are not required to file federal taxes, you could still be eligible to receive the tax credit. Visit irs.gov/childtaxcredit2021 to check your eligibility. Access the non-filer sign-up tool if you're not required to file taxes, and make changes to your income, address, bank account, filing status, or number of qualifying children. This is the most significant investment Washington has made in kids and families in generations. And it's why I'm doing everything I can to make the change permanent so that you and your family can receive the child tax credit this year and every year to come.
Last week, the Paonia Board of Trustees declined to greenlight a skate park project in town. Kate Redmond has the story.
Jay Canode, who has been organizing and fundraising for a new skate park for 7 years in Paonia, took his proposal before the town board of trustees on Tuesday. Opposition to the proposed location of the park turned the tide on the project when he was expecting a different outcome.
Up until last year, the location for the skate park was going to be more or less where the current iteration of the skate park is now in Town Park. We had some pushback from neighbors, rightly so. COVID created a tremendous amount of skateboarding interest in Paonia. Boys and girls alike, it became the place that they hung out and socialized, but they like to hang out at odd hours. They like to hang out when it's not so hot out. So they tend to come later in the evening and they have a good time and they create a lot of ruckus and noise. They play music. They turn on the lights of their automobiles, their KC off-road lights and their big LED strips. And that's how they light up the skate park. And in turn, it lights up neighbors' houses and really creates not a great situation for the neighborhood, especially when you live right bordering the skate park, which a couple people do.
The town suggested the project explore a small parcel between the North Fork of the Gunnison River and the school near River Park. Public input meetings were held as part of the Paonia in Motion initiative earlier this summer. That location solved some of the problems presented by a town park locale. It has shade and it is further away from where people live. Again, here is Jay Canode.
If we're going to spend several hundred thousand dollars on a skate park, I want people to use it. We want it to be in a pleasant area. People are going to want to hang out. This place by the river is one of those places. coincidentally, simultaneously, we found out that the Nature Connection, in conjunction with Delta School District, was planning a river trail extension right through that area. And it's beginning right now. It's in full construction mode right now.
After years of fundraising, Canode finally was able to bring his proposal before the Paonia trustees.
At our recent town board meeting, I fully intended to coming away from that meeting with an okay from the town to move forward with the project in that location and start gunning for this big Great Outdoors Colorado grant that is due in late August of this year. But that is being delayed at this point. People's concerns are it is too far from town now, that kids will not be able to access it as easily as town park. There are environmental concerns with regards to the number of trees that we would have to cut down in order to facilitate the park. Nature that exists down there, talk of, you know, an elk herd that comes down through seasonally from time to time. So all these things have come up as people stating their objections and wanting, you know, the original site of town park to be the site of the skate park.
None of the neighbors who had the original objections to town park were at the meeting, but those who spoke at the meeting put the brakes on the project.
They were ready to vote, it seemed, you know, as our agenda item came up. I gave my presentation, let them know where we were in the overall scheme of progress, and it seemed as though board was ready to vote in favor of the location and move forward. That didn't happen, and so now, you know, the process is prolonged. Our next grant cycle deadline is in serious jeopardy at this point. I don't know if we're going to be able to make this next grant cycle.
Activities for children and teens in rural areas are few and far between. Delta County is no exception.
You can't leave kids to their own devices. We really do have to build activities for kids to do. And I think if you build it, they will come. That was really proven during COVID when kids had nothing else to do. They came to our mangy little rough skate park in droves and they continue to come there. And, you know, it just goes to prove that this type of thing is needed in this community.
Jay Canode will continue to organize to build a skate park in Paonia. Tuesday's meeting was a setback, and even though he volunteers his time to see this through, he does have support from donors and stakeholders.
We're going to have to go back to the drawing board and bring in some different partners to figure out, you know, how we can move forward. And mind you, there's a difference between stakeholders, you know, people that have contributed to the project and people that are going to be using the skate park and people that just have an opinion. Maybe they don't have kids. They're not going to be using the skate park. There's a big difference between those people.
Paonia in Motion conducted a survey asking where townspeople would prefer the skate park to be, and Town Park was the preferred location according to the survey. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That does it for Monday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.